It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And today we'll dig into a newly published story from Spin detailing the harassment of women who accused popular musicians of abuse.
And we'll have more music news headlines. But first, an update on Aretha Franklin. Yesterday, we talked about revelations that she is very ill, was gathering with family. Everybody very concerned about the condition of the Queen of Soul. And we have an update today. Her nephew, Tim Franklin, tells people that she is still very sick, but she is at home, and she, in his words, is alert, laughing, teasing with family.
That's just delightful. That's kind of the best news that we could hope for. But still, with that in mind, you know, any thoughts or prayers, they're still asking that we can send those towards Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. So Tim Franklin actually says, quote, "We believe she'll pull through it. She believes she'll pull through it. And that's the important thing." So we're thinking of Aretha Franklin. And so are Beyonce and Jay-Z, who dedicated their show last night in Detroit, Aretha Franklin's hometown. Beyonce said, "We love you and thank you for all the beautiful music." Their opener, as at other stops in the tour, is DJ Khaled, also gave a shout out to the Queen of Soul, asking the crowd to send some love as he dropped "Respect." Few more of today's music news headlines. The Velvet Underground are the subject of a massive exhibit that has been in Paris for a couple of years, and now it is coming to the Velvet's hometown of New York City.
I feel like I have to go to this.
They're coming to Broadway, specifically 718 Broadway, which is where this exhibit is going to be located. The exhibit's called the Velvet Underground Experience, and according to the New York Times, it has photographs, portraits, films, videos, live concerts, and musical workshops. Opens in October. So I feel like the biggest music beef of the year, besides from Pusha T versus Drake, has been Lindsey Buckingham versus the rest of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, this one is just the one that's kind of a little sad in a way, because they were like, "Sorry, Lindsey, you're out."
Yeah, so this is reportedly because he wanted to focus on his own solo career and they wanted to focus on the band Fleetwood Mac. So they're like, "All right, heck with it. You're out of here, Lindsey. We're going on tour without you." So their tour kicks off in October. And guess who else has a tour kicking off in October?
I'm going to guess Lindsey Buckingham.
Lindsey Buckingham has a solo tour he has just announced, kicking off just 4 days after his former bandmates launch their own tour. His tour is going to kick off in Portland, and it supports the release of an upcoming anthology, 3 discs spanning Lindsey Buckingham's solo career. Could you imagine if they tried to like tour together as a double bill? The fights that would ensue over like who was the headliner and who was the opener?
I would go.
I would be here for it. So the anti-plastic straw movement, there's been a lot of talk about how Starbucks is getting ready to get rid of plastic straws, and so are music venues across the country. The House of Blues is done with plastic straws. 50 House of Blues locations and then 52 other amphitheaters owned by Live Nation, which also owns House of Blues, are no longer giving you plastic straws in your drink as a matter of course. If you want one, you have to ask for it. So according to Live Nation, this is actually going to eliminate the use of, wait for it, 6 million straws this year.
Wow.
That's a lot of drinks.
It's good in some ways, but this is kind of a controversial topic because there are some people who need straws to be able to drink, you know? So it's been something that's been a bit of a back and forth.
And Live Nation is here for you. If you need a straw, they will, upon request, supply either a straw or a, quote, accessible alternative.
So like I was saying earlier, Jay, Spin just recently published this story where they interviewed 4 different women and experts and really dove into this world where when women come forward and say they were abused by big stars or even indie stars, and there were a lot of commonalities. They also spoke to Gloria Allred, the trailblazing women's rights attorney who's represented 33 women in court. So she said, you know, we have this strange cult of celebrity in this country. She's heard from so many victims that they experienced this abuse, this cyberbullying afterwards. And she said, it's almost shocking to me when they don't experience it because it's that common. And she went on to say, we're in the wild west of the internet. It's the court of public opinion. Individuals will say whatever they want about anyone they want, including people they don't know. And it's brutal. They were saying no one wants to come out and tell their deepest, darkest moment and be called a liar. One of the women said, you know, fans are silencing survivors, and that's not okay. There is a little bit of a bright side to this, in this article at least, where they say, you know, one of the highest profile victims has been Kesha. She's the pop singer. She's been in court with producer and songwriter Dr. Luke since 2014. And last year, she finally was able to release her first album without Luke's involvement. And then later at the Grammy Awards, she performed a really emotional and star-studded version of Praying. She was joined on stage by Cyndi Lauper and a bunch of other people, all wearing white and kind of saying, we support you, we stand in solidarity. And so that's kind of the other side of it. There is communities coming together. And despite all of the challenges in this Spin article, they say every woman that they interviewed for the story said speaking up was worth it.
Yeah, it's really important to remember to take these accusations very seriously, even if it's hard for you as a fan of the artist.
And you can still enjoy their music and at the same time believe a victim.
I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace.
So every day we try to pick kind of the viral clip of the day. And today was an absolute no-brainer.
Oh, yeah.
Slam dunk.
Easy.
Courtesy of two of the most endlessly watchable people in the world.
Just absolutely charming and delightful.
Ariana Grande and James Corden.
Together. They actually should have a show together because every time they get together in any of these sort of clips, it's absolutely a joy.
And James Corden is so good at like playing to his strength, which is musical theater. And clearly Ariana also a fan. So what they have done is, so Ariana Grande is promoting her new album Sweetener coming out on Friday. So she went on James Corden's show and the two of them did a 6-minute reenactment of the movie Titanic.
Okay, there's a part of me that feels a little bit like, the Titanic actually happened. This is a serious thing in our history. But I still enjoy their delightful partnership.
And so as they reenacted this movie, they sang snippets of 13 different songs. They kind of turned it into a jukebox musical. I was loving all the yacht rock that they busted out with. And I love that they Rickrolled all of us. And needless to say, they wrapped it all up with the Celine Dion classic, My Heart Will Go On. And that's today's music news. You can watch that clip of Ariana Grande and James Corden and learn more about all these stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Reed, and we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.